So the results of Super Tuesday, well, they're inconclusive when it comes to really solidified frontrunners, which means that March 4th is the next big crunch date for the presidential candidates. Primaries will be held in Texas, Rhode Island, Vermont, and Ohio. And the Buckeye State primary will also be a turning point for a former presidential hopeful. Last month, Dennis Kucinich bowed out of the presidential race, citing his exclusion from national debates and the strains of running a national campaign. But to many in his home state, it was clear that his concerns were likely closer to home, the 10th Congressional District of Ohio, where he is facing four candidates in a Democratic primary for his House seat. On the day he announced his decision to suspend his White House race, he tried to rally support for the congressional run.
I won't be president, but I can continue to fight for these important issues as a United States Congressman, representing the community that is first in my heart, Cleveland, Ohio. Issues like the economic rights of people, jobs for all, health care for all, retirement security for all, and social justice for all.
To get the latest on Kucinich's battle for Congress, we're going to check in with Cleveland Plain Dealer reporter Sabrina Eaton. Hey, welcome back to the Bryant Park Project, Sabrina.
Well, thanks for having me.
You know, we talked to you a few months ago, and you really tipped us off to this story about Kucinich's hometown race, that there would maybe be an issue there for him. Let's talk a little bit. Did his run for the White House, how much of that race hurt his reelection campaign back home?
I'd say quite a bit.
Yeah. In what ways?
Well, I think Congressman Kucinich is a politician who habitually, before he started running for president, used to be very present in his district. His district is, it's very, there's a lot of ethnic, there's a lot of ethnic enclaves there. They have these, you know, like Polish festivals and Italian festivals and things like that.
Some of the best pierogies in the country.
Oh, absolutely. And he would be at all of them, and, you know, he knows enough of all these languages to be able to banter with the old ladies, and they loved it. But when he was running for president, he was less able to do that sort of thing, so he was less physically present in the district. And there was a perception, I think, among a lot of the, you know, mayors of many of the suburbs, you know, city councilmen, folks like that, that he wasn't really focusing on the district and its needs as much. I mean, he disputes that, but you know, his being in California, being in Hawaii, not being around the district on the weekends, and also missing some votes in Congress. I mean, he did not miss as many votes in Congress as many of the other members of Congress who were running for president. I think his missed vote ratio is about 11%. But that still didn't sit very well with many of his constituents and some of the people who decided to run against him.
You mentioned that people were concerned that perhaps he wasn't attending to the needs of his district. What are some of the needs of his district?
Well, it's, I mean, Cleveland is a city that is facing a big foreclosure crisis in terms of, it was very targeted by predatory lenders. And there are just neighborhoods and neighborhoods full of boarded up homes, you know, that have been repoed, that have been stripped of, you know, their fixtures by you know, these locust like you know, people that are coming in for scrap metal. I mean, it's in many areas it's kind of a disaster. Also, the poverty is a big problem. Unemployment's a problem. A lot of factory jobs that used to pay quite well have migrated to other countries. And, I mean, Cleveland certainly has a lot going for it, but it's got its share of problems, and a lot of folks in Cleveland, you know, want those problems addressed.
Now, Kucinich is facing some strong competitors, including Cleveland Councilman Joe Simperman. Simperman's been attacking Kucinich for all the time that he did spend away from the district, not attending to some of those needs you just mentioned. Let's listen to an ad from Simperman's campaign.
What would happen if you tried this with your boss?
So, I won't be coming in anymore. In fact, I'm actively seeking another job. So in case that doesn't work out, I need you to keep paying me.
That's Congressman Dennis Kucinich taking his full salary but not doing his job. Missing more votes than almost any other congressman. Votes on predatory lending and veterans health care.
You are so fired.
How has Kucinich responded to these claims?
Well, he is... one way that he's responded is I think that he's pointing out that Mr. Simperman also has another job as Cleveland City Councilman, which he is, you know, clearly taking the Cleveland City Councilman pay while he is running for Congress. However, Simperman has countered with that, you know, his that it just requires him to be across town running for office, whereas Kucinich was all over the country. Additionally, Kucinich has fired back that Simperman does not, in fact, live in the district. He lives a few blocks outside the district. There have been a whole bunch of odd little skirmishes involving video cameras at various places.
Oh, yeah, tell me about this whole thing about dropping a welcome home basket to Kucinich's house.
Yes, well, Simperman showed up with a video camera at Kucinich's house to give him a welcome back to Cleveland basket, and Mrs. Kucinich answered the door, and she told Simperman, she has a bit of a British accent.
Yes.
She says, "We don't accept gifts from corporate interests." And then she gave him some kind of a floral arrangement to welcome him to the district because he doesn't live there. Then there was another incident where Simperman showed up with a video camera at Kucinich's his office in Lakewood that he has for being a congressman. And he was just doing that to film some sort of he was putting up missing posters for Dennis Kucinich, and he handed one to one of Kucinich's staffers and walked out of the office. Anyway, apparently that upset some people in Kucinich's office, and they sent a complaint to the Homeland Security Department about it because it's apparently illegal to go into a congressional office with a camera and take pictures unless you have permission. So the Homeland Security Department went and interviewed Joe Simperman about it, and he put out a press release, and I think that somewhat backfired on the Kucinich people because it did seem like a bit of an overreaction and perhaps an abuse of law enforcement.
So finally, before we let you go, it appears, at least on the surface, that the Kucinich campaign is hurting for some funds. Let's listen to him appealing to his supporters.
He's done three of those videos.
Yeah, let's listen to him real quick.
I need you right now to go to that place in a website where you can contribute, to send a check or to phone in a contribution. I need you to contribute at least $100 to make sure that I can continue my work in the United States Congress.
Sabrina, realistically, could Dennis Kucinich lose his seat?
I mean, I think it's an outside possibility. There are four people who are running against him, so I think that the anti-Kucinich vote will probably be diluted among those four people. Kucinich did not focus much on raising money for his congressional reelection while he was running for president. In fact, in the quarter that ended at the end of September, he had raised only $40.
$40, wow.
which is very bad for congressional reelection.
Yes, $40. That's bad for a lemonade stand.
Yes. And also, I believe on Kucinich's website today, he's advertising that Sean Penn is going to be coming to Cleveland for him to campaign, and there's a fundraiser he's having, and I think the tickets start at $25, and it'll be at the IX Center, which is kind of the big convention center in town, and it's going to be some sort of a Valentine's Day thing.
Sabrina Eaton is a reporter with the Cleveland Plain Dealer. Thanks for sharing your reporting with us.
Well, thanks for having me on your show. Have a good day.
You too.
Bye-bye.